I'm Robert H. Smithson, born in Manitoba. Both my parents were born in Canada. My mother was Scottish descent. Father was Irish English. I was raised on a farm.
Whereabouts?
Neepawa District. And I guess I was born in 1919, so how old was I when I joined the army?
It doesn't matter.
1939.
You didn't do anything else,
right? No. No, I never. Oh, I mean, I worked in bush camps and things during the winters.
Why did you join up?
Well, I figured everybody was going to have to join up, but I was the right age. So might as well get it over with.
What did you have in mind when you joined up? Did you think you'd be going overseas?
Yes. Yeah, I expected to go overseas. In fact, I came in to join the Camerons because most of the boys from Neepawa had joined the Camerons. I was a little late. I forget, I came back from Saskatchewan. I was about 2 weeks behind when the rest joined. They all joined as soon as the war broke out. Mm-hmm. But I was a couple of weeks later when we come in. A company was in the Camerons, was all from Neepawa, but they were filled up with what had to join another company. So while we were looking around, we got into the Grenadiers, and we figured that looked a little better than the kilt.
Did you join alone, or were you with a buddy?
I was with a buddy, Ernie Roberts.
Ernie Roberts.
Yeah. We looked around, and I guess we seen that sign. I forget now what it was. Something about don't be infantry, don't do your wear your boots out, wear out the mechanical vehicle or something, because the Grenadiers were supposed to be a machine gun battalion and they weren't supposed to be foot soldiers.
Where'd you join it? What barracks were you at?
Started out at on 194 Main Street. That's where the Grenadiers had the Grenadiers and the Rifles and the Camerons all had messes there.
Oh yeah.
At that time. And the Grenadiers was the last to go. We must have been about 1960 when it burned down or whatever happened to where they tore it now.
Where'd you do your training?
All in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. We started at Minto. We boarded out. I remember what street would it be? Close to Mendel Barracks, anyway. Burnell Street, we boarded at. Right across from the bakery. Boarded there. $30 a month. And we got breakfast and supper, no lunch. We had to get our own lunch. So that wasn't too bad. And from Mendo, we moved into Fort Osborne. And I guess it'd be late fall. I know there was ice in our roads anyway when we moved into Fort Osborne Barracks. Spent the winter there. And I believe it would be March, maybe April, when we went to Jamaica. I was on the advance guard to Jamaica.
Tell me, what type of training did you do in Port Osborne?
Oh, we had the Vickers machine gun, an old Lewis gun, and outside of that, it was just physical training, I guess, PT.
Well, then you see, you used the Vickers and the Lewis in Hong Kong anyways, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
So you can't say that you weren't trained for the Dutch.
No, that's right. Mm-hmm. But they took the Vickers away from us in Hong Kong, gave them to the Scotchmen that didn't know they needed water in them. No, I had a Lewis gun in Hong Kong, so I knew the gun all right. And my partner, he was Merv McCorrister, he knew it just as well as I did. So, was, you know, we knew our, what we were using anyways.
And what did you do in Jamaica?
Not very much then, and drink, and had a good time. Sort of a holiday, but it got tiresome after a while.
How'd you find the weather?
Oh, the heat. I liked the heat. It didn't bother me. Mm-hmm. I liked the rum. And the girls.
Yeah.
And the price of rum was right. It was about a shilling for a Mickey. So.
I mean, you really had a happy, carefree time.
Yes. And just guarded a few prisoners, so we sure didn't have no troubles there.
I suppose your guarding of the prison camp wasn't a very good idea of what you were in for by they guarding you, eh?
No, that's for sure. Of course, they weren't treated like we were treated, neither. They were treated like kings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had better food than we had. Well, there's no way of stealing it out of their prison camp.
Yeah.
Our officers could steal it out of our barracks, so they ate way better than we did.
So did you get any sickness or anything in Jamaica?
I had dengue fever once, which was actually malaria, I think. But they just changed the name of it because at that time, you used to get a pension for malaria, so they call it dengue fever, no pension.
Were you put in the hospital?
Yes, I was in the hospital about, well, I don't know, 10 days maybe. Another time I was in the hospital in Jamaica, I skinned a knee and got an infection in it. That was just a short trip to a few days.
After you left the island, what did you do?
Came back to Canada. Had, must have had a pretty near month off, I think, before we left for Hong Kong.
Do you have any idea in your head you were going east to the Middle East?
Oh, well, we were issued some KD, which is khaki drill, so we knew we were going semi-tropics or tropics someplace.
And did you have Hong Kong at all in mind? Or do you realize?
Well, yeah, there were rumors of Hong Kong, China. Well, we knew, I think everybody knew pretty well where we were going. We were going to that area, you know.
Did you get married then, or did you get married when you...
No.
No, you were single then?
I was still sane, and I had to go through prison camp before I got married.
When you left for Vancouver, can you tell me something about your boat trip?
Oh, we had a good boat trip. It was the Awatea we went over on. Prince Robert was our escort. It had been our escort to Jamaica, and the Lady Drake, too. I think we're 21 days going over. quite long trip the way they took us anyway. A little slower than it is today.
Were they on the lookout for submarines or anything at that time, do you think?
Well, they were. That's what the Robert was escorting us for. And of course, it was getting us training too. It would chase off here and there a couple of times a day. But I, you know, just training more than actually looking for subs. I don't think they expected to find any.
How were you on the ship going over there? Were you pretty relaxed? I suppose you had felt something the same of going to Manila, or did you have a premonition that was going to be?
No, I felt fine. I didn't have a worry in all of this. And I liked boats. I never got seasick. As long as I had something to drink, I was happy. I had lots of Australian deer on the boat. You couldn't eat because it's nothing but mutton, and I can't eat mutton, still can't. I might have been able to eat it in prison camp, I don't know, we never seen any of it there.
When you arrived in Hong Kong?
We arrived in Hong Kong, and I was attached to the Bren gun carrier platoon there. We had a couple old Bren carriers we used to fool around with and dig pits, bury them, get a track off, put the tracks back on. So that kept us a little busy for the short while we were there.
Was this on the island or the mainland?
On the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
We're all on the mainland. I guess that's...
How did you like Hong Kong? How did it impress you?
Well, it was a pretty dirty city. Dirty, noisy, and, well, strange too, I guess. You know, of course, being in Jamaica, it was a little bit similar, but not near as bad as Hong Kong.
Because the climate was the same, do you feel?
No, the climate wasn't the same. You didn't have the humid heat. I mean, you know, it was way cooler, and especially in, must have been about October, 1st of November when we, October, I guess, when we got there, the weather was cool, and rainy season was over. So it was nice weather in Hong Kong at that time.
Did you hear any talk about the Japanese? Did you hear any, were there rumblings around?
No, I don't think anybody even thought of the Japanese. I know, well, until about 10 days before the Japs did declare war, they started moving out. The English soldiers were moving their families out. Their high-ranking officers were disappearing too, so I guess they were getting out. So they must have known, you know, somebody knew what was coming, but we never even thought of it, or I didn't.
Where were you when war was declared? What were you doing?
We were in the hills at the Wangshai Gap. That was right in the best part of the hills, were all millionaire mansions. And it was the nicest part of the island, I guess. And, you know, it was cooler up there. Not that it was that hot down below. Mm-hmm. But it was always a little cooler, you know, up in the mountain. And we were there for 10 days, 2 weeks before the Japs landed. I mean, you know, we knew they were coming.
What were you doing? What type of preparations were you on?
Oh, just guard duty mostly.
Mm-hmm. Were you dug in anywhere or anything like that?
No, we had a Bren gun in the station I was at. I was right at the Wangshai Gap. And those three of us looked after the Sten gun. We had six landmines we used to put out at night when, you know, traffic had stopped coming. We'd set the mines and things down the road, but and we got all the traffic because we were right on the main road there.
So who brought the news to you?
Nobody. The planes, the Japanese planes brought the news.
Is that?
That's what we do right there. They landed.
Yeah, what did you do then?
Well, didn't do anything. It was just waves of planes coming over, 100 or 200, and there seemed to be numerous planes because they'd come in waves of about 100 planes, and you know, that every 20 minutes or half hour they'd come over and drop bombs and machine guns. Of course, you just got undercover, the best cover you could find.
Mm-hmm. Who was in charge of your bunch?
That's hard to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, how many were you?
That's another thing that's pretty near impossible to say, because it was headquarters.
Oh,
Wangshai Gap was the brigade headquarters.
Oh, I see.
And they had, it would be a brigade officer that would be in command. And,
well, then the headquarters of the whole command was right there.
Yes.
And who was the colonel in charge or commander in charge?
Well, I don't even know. We had a civilian, he was an American, he had something to do with it. And then our own officers, and most of the senior ones, I think, were the Royal Rifle Regiment. So I didn't know too many of their names. You know, I knew all our own officers' names, but not the ones from the East.
What rank did you hold, private?
Just a private.
Just a private. Mm-hmm. So, did you actually get into any fighting?
Oh, yes. Jardine's Lookout. Of course, we went through, started out for Jardine's Lookout about midnight. We went right through the Jap lines without knowing. And we went past our own artillery, and there was nobody looking after the artillery. There was nobody there, so we knew something must be wrong. When Jardine's Lookout was our spot, our position to take, so that's where we
kept
going.
What were you, a platoon?
Yeah, just a platoon, about 30 men. When we got there in the morning, the sun come up. There were Japs on all sides of us because we come right through them in the night without them seeing us or us seeing them.
Were you quiet or you didn't worry?
No, we just marched. 30 men don't march quietly, carrying machine guns and ammunition. And so I don't know how we got through there. Mm-hmm. We had a Chinese guide with us. We're supposed to be quiet, mind you, but we were on rock, and it was all rock and cement, so you weren't very quiet.
And when you got to Jardine's Lookout?
Well, then they, as soon as they seen us, of course, they started firing, or as soon as we seen them, we started firing. I don't know, we we lost about over half of our platoon.
What were they firing at you with?
Rifles, hand grenades, and their little mortars. They had little mortars, 2-inch mortars. They sat in their knee, or we call them 2-inch mortars. I guess they were about the same size as our 2-inch mortar.
Mm-hmm. What were you guys using?
We had Lewis guns. I don't know, maybe 3 or 4. And rifles, hand grenades.
When you got there, were the men who were still, were their men still there at your side?
No.
They had pulled back, eh?
No, there had been nobody out there.
There had been nobody out
there.
See,
no.
I see. And
see, they knew the Japs had landed and were on the island and coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they didn't know where they were coming from, so we were scattered out all over the island.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how long did you manage up there?
Not very long. I forget. I know I was taken prisoner early. On the 19th, I think I was taken prisoner. We were in one of these supposed to be bomb-proof dugouts they had, but they weren't bomb-proof. They were made out of mealy low blocks. They were just cinder blocks. They weren't cement or anything. So even a rifle shell would go through it. So it ended up there was about 15 or 20 of us in there, mostly grenadiers, a few Chinese, couple of Indians, East Indians. I don't think there were any British troops with us, but they just, when those Japs lined up on the road right in front, there was, a whole battalion of them. And either give up or they set a little cannon up or they were just going to blow us up, so we just gave up.
Did you have a leader there? A platoon leader?
Norm Hisko was, he was a corporal.
Mm-hmm.
He was our leader.
And where did they take you?
They took us prisoner, tied us up, and put us in another wooden shack. We were then our own mortars was fired at us from there, and that killed a few more of our
killed
guys.
By your own guns?
Yeah, by our own mortars. And
were you injured at all?
I had a wound in the head, shrapnel wound. And then I wasn't injured until the Japs beat me up after we were down at down on the beach again. Supposed to be carrying ammunition off the barges. And I didn't know any Japanese. None of us knew Japanese.
Was this while the war was still on?
Yes.
Oh, yes. They did put you to work right away.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. They put everybody, as they caught them, they put them to work. And we were carrying the ammunition off the barges. But when they back them, like this, they mean go away. When they go away like that, that means come to them. So we were sort of confused. I don't know. I know I opened my big mouth and got in trouble for it. Of course, I was just talking to my partner, was Nelson West. Him and I were paired up carrying these shells off. and they were beckoning and waving away, and we didn't get the hang of it right away, so finally we threw the shell down, and I can't tell you what I said to Frank, but I said something about the monkey Japanese anyway, and there was an interpreter there, so I got beat up for them. And that's what happened to my shoulder. They smashed it up pretty good.
I guess you were the first one they used as an example, eh?
Well, of our bunch, yes. I wasn't the first because, you know, everybody was getting beatings here and there.
What they beat you with?
Oh, rifle butts, rifle barrels, and them at all. And they get a hold of. And then...
Could you work after they beat you like that?
Oh, yes. I'd carry a stretcher with the other arm. I couldn't use that arm. Mm-hmm. But my other one was still all right. Well, I was in good shape then. I mean, one arm didn't make much difference.
Did they, after you, how long did you do that before you were...
For a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Well, by that time it would be 1920, it'd be about the 22nd by the time this happened. And then war was over on Christmas Day. Well, we're all in, all of us that were taken at Wong Chai Gap, we were all in prison camp before the.
What camp
25th.
Were you in?
I'm trying to think of the name, but I lost track of it now.
Was it on the island or on the mainland?
On the island.
Was it North Point?
No, North. Yes, North Point. North Point is where we were first taken, that's right.
Did they make you take all, strip you down, take all your things away from
yeah.
you?
Yeah, but they done that as soon as we were captured. They took our cigarette cases, and billfolds, watches, anything you had on you at all. All I had was a pair of coveralls. I had a pair of army coveralls on, and I still had them, I guess, when the war was over.
And then I suppose other people came into the camp as well, other prisoners.
Yeah, oh yes, and they started bringing in others.
Was the camp organized?
No.
Did you think the Japs were tempted to do away with you instead of take you prisoner?
Well, that's a hard question. I mean,
they must have needed it.
They'd do away with you if you were doing anything wrong. I mean, they wouldn't think twice about shooting you or putting a bayonet in you. That was nothing. But as long as you'd done what you were told, didn't seem to bother. They didn't seem to, you know, just want to kill you for. Or nothing. You had to give them a little reason, I think. Mm-hmm.
So how about your shoulder? When you were in that camp there, did you get your shoulder attended to?
No.
There was no MO there, eh?
No. I've never seen about that shoulder yet. No, it's still... Well, I seen my own doctor. He was going to say it's still out of joint and should be put back in, but I've never...
Never bother.
Never bother, really. So it bothers me once in a while, kind of rheumatism in it, but that's...
So what did you do when you were in camp? Can you tell me what it was like? We were, first of all...
They ate rice and
mm-hmm. How long water. Did you think you were going to stay there? Did you have any idea?
Well, that was debatable. I didn't think we'd be there any length of time, you know, at the start at all. Americans will join up now. The war's hit their own country, and, you know, they'll come clean this place up in about 6 weeks. That was my idea.
Yeah.
But It wasn't a very good idea, I guess. And as time went on, you began to wonder. First it was 1 year, then it was two, and then it was three, and then it was four, and by that time it came as a surprise when it did come.
Tell me, did you, were you put to work in camp? What did they do with you, North Point?
We stayed in North Point for, I don't know, 7 or 8 months, I guess. Maybe longer. Yeah, it'd be fall. It'd be 9 or 10 months before we moved to Sham Chapeau. Went out on work parties, loaded boats. What else did we do? Oh, worked on the airport out of North Point, too.
What did you do there?
Well, they dug up the ground at the airport and put up the ground at the airport and put concrete in, to, you know, extending their runways. And that was the main project I was on, anyway, extending runways, I guess.
Did you work with the concrete?
Yes.
Did they know their stuff, the men who were supervising it? Were they good engineers, or do you think they...
No. They didn't know much about it as we did, that's for sure.
They didn't, eh?
No. No, you could dump 10 bags of cement and leave it in one lump. And as long as you were getting rid of the cement and the gravel and the sand, it didn't have to be mixed very well, that's for sure. Oh, they might show you, but they didn't stand and watch you, so.
Who supervised the airport? Was it the Army, or did they have civilian supervision?
No, it was all the Army.
Mm-hmm. It was all Army.
Yeah.
And how were you fed?
Just our rice. Mm-hmm. And
did you
greens.
Greens. Did you get sick?
No, not for a long. I didn't get sick at North Point at all. I was lucky the first year I didn't get sick. I think it was about a year when my feet started to bother me bad. That was the first sickness I had.
How about the diphtheria? Were you in on that?
Yes, I was in on that. Missed it.
How many men do you think died from that? Have any idea? Do you remember what it was like?
Oh, I remember. God, we were a lot sick, and I was sick with my feet at that time. Not sick with my feet, you know, just pain in my feet. I couldn't sleep, and walking around day and night. And a lot of friends that died. Bob Robidoux, he was a good friend of mine, and I know I seen him die, and his throat just swelled up, and, you know, actually he wasn't sick neither, it was just his throat swelled up and the pus and stuff just cut off his wind. Mm-hmm. Just
that was
strangled.
The theory, eh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did the Japanese get it?
No, I never seen a Jap with it.
I guess you guys wouldn't have got it if you hadn't been malnutrition, if you think so.
Well, I guess that, and then I guess maybe a lot of people haven't, you know, in those days, kids didn't get all their shots like they do now, eh?
No.
And I think I had, I had had mine, so I guess that's what kept it away from me.
Hmm. But I imagine, I'm surprised the Japanese didn't get it, because I wonder if they had had their shots. You know, I imagine a lot of them wouldn't.
They must have got their shots or something, or they would have been dying with it too, and they weren't. So.
Mm-hmm.
Or I never seen one that did.
Who was the doctor looking after you guys then?
Dr. Crawford was our doctor.
What was he like?
Poor in prison camp, he was 100%. Couldn't get it there.
And he had to eat the same as you men and everything?
Oh, they ate better, and they got paid, which we didn't. But Crawford was one of the best, that's for sure. Don't think so much of him now we're out of prison. He got to be the big cheese in Ottawa.
Tell me, did you stay in North Point?
No. About 10 months, I guess, and we moved to Shamshapo. And from...
How many were you, do you think, in Shamshapo? Was it a big camp?
Well, see, I was in Shamshapo twice. I was there right after the Hong Kong fell to the Japanese. Mm-hmm. We were moved, we went this same roundabout way. Mm-hmm. And I was in Shamshapo and we were moved back to North Point and then back to Shamshapo again. So I don't know whether, I guess the work detail had to do with that. I know when we went back to Shamshapo, we had to, they'd started work on the airport, at Kitek Airport then. And there was a big oil refinery right across the bay from us that had been bombed. The Americans bombed into us full of oil and it blew up, so they tore that all down for scrap, shipped it to Japan, and all their wrecked planes was in the same area. We sorted all the metal for that and loaded it on boats and was shipped back to Japan.
So the Japs had a pretty smooth operation going, eh?
Yeah, they did. I mean, you didn't do very much, but it was just like ants working. You get thousands of them, they do a lot of work in the day.
Did you think they were deliberately cruel to you, or were they just doing their job?
Oh, I don't know. Jap nature to be cruel. I mean, you know, that's how they get their kicks out of life. They catch a mouse and torture them, set fire to them and things. But
sadists.
Well, I mean, all Asiatics seem to be that way. They want to torture everything they can get a hold of. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just their way of life. Mm-hmm. Born and brought up that way.
And what did you do? Did you stay in Hong Kong?
Yeah, I stayed in Hong Kong all the time.
All the time.
Right through.
You didn't get picked for a draft, eh?
I did, but I was always taken off or got off some way or something. Mm-hmm. I never left.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to stay or were you did you want to take the draft?
Well, I couldn't care.
You couldn't?
One way or the other, it didn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any Red Cross parcels?
Yeah, 3.5.
3.5.
3.5 Red Cross parcels.
So I guess they didn't do much good, eh?
Well, they were good when we had them.
Did you get any pay for your work?
Yeah, for our work. I don't think we got any money. We were supposed to get 9-10 cents a day and a cigarette. But we got our cigarettes once in a while. Not too often. Of course, on work parties, you were always able to scrounge, you know, a little bit. I know that's why I always liked work parties. It was easier to... And it passed the time, too. You get out on work parties if you were able to scrounge a little bit and seen something different anyway. You always got a little more rice to eat. Now it always hungry, so.
That was important.
That was important. course, you always thought of food anyway, didn't you?
Did you remember any incidents? Do you remember the escape? When the fellows tried to escape? Were you there?
Yes. Yeah. It was right in my hut. Brzezinski, trying to think of his first name.
Doesn't matter.
No, it was Brzezinski anyway. Him and Johnny Payne. They were both in our hut when they escaped, so.
Did you know they were planning? Did you have an idea?
Well, I knew there was something up because, you know, I was awake at night. And the night they left, I didn't until the night they left.
Oh, is that so?
But I knew there was something on that night, but. You know, I thought it was just a few of the guys planning to steal something someplace, and I wasn't invited into it, so I mind my own business. And, you know, you didn't ask questions there. That's even your own guys.
Had they gone into detail? Do you think they got outside help or anything?
I doubt it. I think it was planned in camp, all right, and they had the backing of officers, you know, they had food to take with them and things. But actually, this is, you know, just
supposition.
Yeah, because I don't know.
You think they had a boat waiting for them?
They would have been bloody awful fools if they did. They wouldn't have went if they didn't have some kind of a boat to get across. Because it was a stormy night they left. It was raining and, well, the water, I don't know, it's mile and a half at the, you know, at the narrowest. So I mean, they didn't try to swim it.
No,
they had to have some kind of a boat, or they wouldn't have left. That's my opinion of it anyway. I know I would.
Where would they go if they escaped? Had you any idea where they had planned to go?
Oh, well, we all had plans for escaping, but they were pretty far-fetched plans.
Gave you something to talk about.
That was about it, because where were you going to go? You had to go right through Siberia and across, cross over the North Pole or someplace to get out of that country. Because you were never safe, even if you got to Chongqing, you know, you couldn't trust the Chinese. The Chinese are just the same as the Jap. They turned you in for $5 bills, so. But the only way you would have escaped was kill everybody you run into and leave no evidence, you know.
Yeah.
That would have been the only way to ever get out of there.
Yeah. What did they do? Did they take a reprisal against the camp, or did they make a big fuss about it?
Oh, yes, they made a big fuss about it. I know they kept us on the parade square for about... Seems to me it was 24 hours we were out in the parade square in the rain. And they made us sign slips of paper that we wouldn't attempt to escape and this and that. And the guys refused to sign it at the start. And then the officers signed it, so then the men signed it. And, you know, it took...
And did the men get punished for not signing it? Did they get slapped?
Oh, yeah, they got slapped and beat around. And, I mean, you know, you were used to it. It didn't mean nothing.
Did they bring the boys back that were escaped and use them as an example? Or did you
no.
Never saw them again?
Never seen them again.
And did you know, figure they had been killed?
Oh, yes. I can imagine what happened to them, but it's just... My own imagination.
But they didn't get away.
You
had no idea they got away.
No, I know they didn't get away.
Did you get any news from the outside? Did you have any news? Did you have any idea what was going on?
No, they had an English paper printed in Hong Kong. We used to get that course it was printed by the Japanese, and you know, we got propaganda, but they give you a little of the news. You could read between the lines, you know. We knew the Americans were there, and the Americans got the odd island and things, so. And as time went on, they loosened up too. They weren't near as cocky the third, fourth year as they were the first 2 years.
They weren't, they? Did the food get scarcer as the war progressed? Or do you think they always had managed?
Well, we managed to get our short amount of rice. Because with them, well, we're supposed to get a pound of rice a day. But it came in 240-pound bags, 100 kilos. And they counted a bag, no matter if the rats had been at it for 6 months and it only weighed 150 pounds, it was still classed as a bag of rice, which was 240 pounds. So, I mean, that's the way you were issued your rice, so naturally you were short ration lots of times.
Who was in the kitchen? Was it the Japanese cooks or was it your own cooks?
Our own cooks.
Mm-hmm. I guess they got...
Japanese didn't do anything but guard us. We just looked after ourselves.
Did you have any specially mean guard that you fellows didn't like?
The commandant.
The commandant. What was he like?
Oh, I'm trying to think of it. Told you. I guess, was the commandant of the whole island, like, you know, the prisoners. And he was the worst one of the bunch. When he come, things always got rougher. But, I don't know, they went over to hang him after the war was over. They let him go, so. He got away with a year or something.
How would he come into the camp? What would happen? He would come in and would he inspect you fellas or what?
Oh, yes, he made his rounds of the camp. Of course, the doctor would try and get medicine. Somebody else would try and get more food. Well, everything was pretty well left to the doctors. That's why, you know, Crawford was... Was a good man. He really tried to get help.
Did they ever get after Crawford? The Japanese?
Boy, yeah, I seen him beat up too. Mm-hmm. It looked funny to see the guy. I think Crawford was 6'8". I know he was a tall man. I mean, I'm 6'1", and I'm just a little shrimp beside him. But it looked funny to see a Japanese slap in his face and jump up in the air about 3 feet to hit him in the face. But he got slapped around, beat up too.
Did he ever get the Japs to give him any medicine?
Oh yes, he got stuff out of them.
Do you remember any Geneva inspection or anything like that while you were in camp?
Yes, it was a couple of times they were around, but I don't know, I think the Japanese just fed them and got them drunk, took them where they wanted to, you know, they just in the gate and out again, they didn't see nothing.
Yeah.
And then they didn't even want to see anything. They were...
Did you see any of them?
I've seen them.
Were they white people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, where do you think they came from? Switzerland or somewhere?
Supposedly.
Neutrals of some kind.
Yeah.
I guess even if they saw anything, they couldn't do anything.
They couldn't have done nothing about it. Mm-hmm. And I guess they were just paid off to keep their mouths shut. So. Mm-hmm.
Were you bombed by Americans or anything?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not your camp, was it?
Yes. Well, the work areas more than our camps. They shelled over our camps, but they never shelled the camp even. I mean, you know, the jackets from the shells were falling in the camp, but they were just, they knew where the camp was. I'm sure of that because They never machine gunned a cow. They never even machine gunned the Jap guards, and I don't know why. Because you think they would have done it just for sport, more or less, but they didn't. I guess they were told to leave the camps alone.
Maybe they were afraid to miss the guards and hit
yeah.
you guys. Did you get any letters?
I think I got two or three letters. Betty, I don't think the lady likes the cat. Get her on your knee.
I love cats.
Oh, you love it? Oh, I thought you didn't like it the
oh,
way you were looking at it.
I love cats.
She's a miserable old thing. She don't like nobody. And we were bombed, especially working on the airport.
Oh, yes. How long were you in the camp before they started bombing? Was it within a year or what? Or later than that?
Oh, later. I think it would be about the third year before we seen any American planes.
What did you do in camp? Really, truly, what did you do? Did you have any occupation you did to keep yourself sane, Therese?
Played poker.
You played poker.
Kept myself alive. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the Red Cross parcels came, they gave us, I think it was $50. 50 yen, whatever you want to call it. And me and a buddy of mine, Andy Harvey, we put ours together and we played poker. And I think we played poker for a year on that $100. We seemed to spend 10 or 15 yen every day, but we kept in spending money just by playing poker, so it was profitable.
Somebody must have been a real loser.
Well, it was different guys. Of course, there were a few American merchant marines, which got paid regular, same as our officers.
Your officers got paid, but not you men.
That's right.
And who was paying you? The Canadian government or the Japanese or what?
The Japanese paid them. I don't know who paid them.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
And did your officers have to go on work detail too?
No. They could, but they didn't have to work. They could go as a sort of a supervisor. And they were always junior officers, you know, like a first lieutenant.
Tell me, during the battle, their command headquarters, didn't it have a direct hit?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of.
No.
Did you know this chap Osborne?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you weren't fighting where he was?
No.
Did you, of course, there were no sports or nothing to play. Did you manage to raid any food, gardens, or anything like that?
No. Well, maybe if you're on a work party, you went past a, you know, a bunch of potatoes or something, you'd dive in and grab a few. But...
Were you hospitalized for your beriberi?
Yes. I went to Bowen Road. I don't even remember. I know I was in there over Christmas. I was in about 6 months, I guess, on Bowen Road Hospital.
What'd they do for you?
Well, the food was a little better in the hospital. And lots of vitamin shots. And you got a shot of morphine at night to go to sleep, which was a big thing, because when your feet were paining, you know, you couldn't sleep at all. I went 3 months, I don't think, and never shut an eye. Well, then as soon as they give you a shot of morphine, you know, kill the pain in your feet.
Who was doctoring it? Our own doctors? How about nurses?
Yeah, our British doctors.
British doctors. Do you have British orderly as nurses, or what?
Yeah. British orderlies.
Were there civilians in your camp at all, interned?
Well, now, let's see, the Hong Kong Volunteers was made up of just a jumble of everything.
Oh, I see.
And there were businessmen and
they were interned.
They were interned with us.
But they
and they had uniforms, but some of them, you know, had suit pants on and an army jacket. So.
And they would have connections outside.
Yes. Yeah.
And there were people right from the village themselves who were interned.
Oh yes, yeah.
Were they treated worse?
No. No, nobody was picked on, I don't think.
Do you remember liberation, what you were doing? How it happened?
Yeah, the American planes started dropping food. And with a few bottles of whiskey in it. I know we got a few bottles of the whiskey. That was after we got our stomachs filled in. And then it was downtown for sure. That's about all there was to the liberation. There was no actual liberation. The Japs just disappeared and we just went out on our own.
And how did you get back to Canada?
I went by boat to Manila. I stayed in Manila. Well, I missed a few drafts there. I was downtown celebrating, I guess. My name came up, so I stayed there. Of course, you know, I was signaled. I was in no rush to get home then anyway. And, I stayed there a month or 6 weeks, I guess, before I got on a boat that brought me right to Vancouver. Not Vancouver, to Victoria.
When were you hospitalized after you got home?
Not for
What about your beriberi? Was it treated?
No. I know in Manila they were going to put us in hospital, and then they decided to get. Well, they asked you if you wanted to go to hospital, they'd take you in. And if you didn't, they let you go. I know with me they wanted to cut these, what did they call them? I call them corns or trophy cultures, they call it.
Oh, yeah.
From malnutrition, they claim.
Oh, yeah.
But they're still there and they're just corns as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But they always said that, you know, they'd operate on and thing out. And, or do you want to leave that till you get home? I want to leave everything till I get home.
Mm-hmm.
So I was never in the hospital there. And when I first come home here, I don't know, I guess I had a month's leave. I think I had a report to Deer Lodge. Oh yeah, because I was still in the services. Like we came home in September, I wasn't discharged till April 4th, 1946, I think.
What did you do when you were home? Did you do my soldiering?
Unsoldiered myself.
Just had a good time.
That's right.
Met your buddies downtown.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't even stay out in the country. There weren't enough of my buddies around. I had to stay in Winnipeg. There were lots of my buddies in. Mm-hmm.
Did your parents know you were alive when you were in camp? Had they heard?
No, they didn't know until the war was over.
Did your mother or father have an idea you were alive? Did they sort of think?
Well, they never thought I was dead, I don't think.
They don't think so.
And they... Of course, I don't know. Maybe at the start, maybe they did figure, you know. I never even asked them, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether they ever said or not. Mm-hmm.
So what did you do after you were discharged?
Oh, after I was discharged, didn't do much. Got married and started to work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were married in, 1946, eh, Betty?
Mm-hmm.
sure. I was discharged in April. I married in June. I didn't go to work for the railroad for about a year, did I?
January.
Yeah, February. Yeah. That winter I didn't work. I drew gratuities and didn't go to work till I had to. When I run out of money, I went to CNR. Been there ever since.
Where do you work for CN?
Transcona shops.
Oh, yes. Did you have a trade or did you just...
No. I started as a helper. And I got to be a carman. And
oh, yes.
That's it.
And how was your health now? Does anything bother you, Tom?
Oh, all the time. Stomach trouble.
Your stomach. How about your eyes?
My eyes aren't not too bad. But they were good up until I was 40 years of age. When I hit 40, my eyes started going and I got to wear reed glasses, magnifying glasses, and everything else now.
Well, that's more of a normal thing.
That's the normal old age. Yeah.
But your stomach has never been well, eh?
No.
And do your feet bother you yet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any pension?
Yes, I get 80% pension.
How about your nerves? Was it hard for you at first to stand things, or did you undergo the nervous strain like the other fellows?
Well, I don't know. I don't think my nerves bothered me until I had to quit drinking, eh? So my stomach got so bad I had to quit drinking. That's when my nerves started bothering me.
Of course, you see, like you said, you went out to the farm. And you couldn't stand it around there because you weren't enough buddies.
Yeah, that was...
So you had actually built up sort of an emotional support with the fellows and yourself in the camp.
I guess, yes.
And that takes you quite a while to settle down after that.
Yes, that's right enough.
And... Do you think if the British had been better prepared, they could have prevented, we could have won in Hong Kong, or do you think it was hopeless?
It was hopeless.
Too overnumbered, eh?
That's right. Crazy. Even had the big art.